It is HPR and All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. Grateful that you are with us today as we welcome a noted drummer. As you may or may not recall, I played a little drums a long time ago when I was a kid. And this one is appearing for his first time ever as a guest, I might add. And a new album from Novo Combo, the 80s pop rock band, brings him to us. They've got a new album out now, 45 West 55th. Here's a track from it, Don't Throw Your Love Away. Are thrilled to talk with their drummer. You may know yourself this cat from his times, that's with an S, as a member of the original Santana. He did the historic drum solo at Woodstock 69 and a bunch of early 70s Santana appearances here in the islands too. It is Michael Shreve joining us today. Michael, aloha my brother.
Aloha to you too. Thank you for having me.
So welcome. So first, for folks listening, you can imagine it's All Things Considered. It's a bunch of different kinds of musical tastes, I imagine, of the people who are listening. So to help them understand a little on the Novo Combo with a little 411, catch folks up on this project and this new record from you guys.
The idea for doing the record came from the bass player, Stephen Dees, who is the main guy that I put the group together with in the early 80s in New York City. He was going through a bunch of old material and found some tracks that we recorded that were on the first album that we did, but they were demos. But they had something to offer for folks who were fans of Novo Combo. He presented that to us as a group, and then the idea was, let's make like half new music and half older music and try to find a combination of music that fits well together and that we would feel proud to release.
This is coming out on a label of some kind, Wild Roots Records. Have they paid you guys to record the material? Are you compensated for the album in some way?
Wild Roots is actually Stephen Dees' label.
Okay.
Stephen and his wife, Patricia Dees. They've used that as a vehicle for their productions. They've taken all this on themselves, so who knows if there's ever going to be any money, but they're the ones that have been doing all of the work, really.
CD, vinyl, cassette, download, or just streaming it? How are most people accessing the new album?
Well, it's pretty fresh out, so we don't have a lot of data yet onto what's going on, but I would say it is on all streaming platforms.
Okay.
And there is a CD available. There's no vinyl available. We have a website, novocombo.com, and also Facebook, Novo Combo on Facebook. I think for any kind of band like this band that had just two albums out,
sure,
and never really took off, but we did have fans that really loved the band. And so this kind of project is for them, with always the outside hope that new people will discover the band and enjoy it.
Two final questions about the record. Is there going to be a tour?
No, there's no chance of that.
Okay. And then the other one is, when was the last time that you bought an album? And what was it and when did you buy it?
Oh, good question. You know, I still buy some vinyl of music that I really enjoy, and people send me vinyl as well. I'm a big fan of exploring new music in a multitude of genres. So I don't buy everything that I discover.
Sure.
But I'm a big fan of this group called Sun Lux, avant-garde pop group. I've bought vinyl of theirs. Also an artist by the name of Amon Tobin, more of an experimental electronic sort of guy, and I bought vinyl of that.
What's the timeline on when these purchases went down?
Amon Tobin was not too long ago. I think Sun Lux probably a year ago. I hate Spotify as a musician, but I love those streaming services as being a library where I can discover music.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you know, that streaming that you were mentioning, it's another vehicle for learning about, like you said, learning about artists. I'm kind of paraphrasing. You can also learn about older artists that you like. Like for myself, when I was young, I used to play the drums a bit. And John Bonham, my very favorite guy in the absolute world. And when you go on the YouTube, you can stream just about every Led Zeppelin show practically. So you can get real close to John's work. You have any opinion about John Bonham? Any stories, anything cool you can share?
Well, man, I never got a chance to meet John Bonham, but I did meet Jimmy Page about a year ago, and he told me right out front, he said, Bonzo was a great big fan of yours. And so that meant a lot to me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's happening right there.
Yeah, right. So, and one of the other good things, like to elaborate on your talking about YouTube, is one of the coolest things that's available are isolated tracks.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Right.
So you can hear isolated Bonzo tracks, yeah, or isolated different musicians' tracks, and that's a really enlightening experience as well.
Yeah, Bonzo's kick pedal and like the sound of every little bit of his of what he was doing. Well, what a great thing for Jimmy. High fives that Jimmy told you that. And then before the Santana thing, which is obviously a lot of people listening, that's how they could connect to you, especially the one filmed thing. But before joining Carlos's band, you had the chance to back some huge blues legends.
Yes. In my teens, I played in an all-black nightclub, part of the house band there. It was called Nairobi Lounge in East Palo Alto, California. We had a singer. We would do R&B stuff. On the weekends, they'd bring in bigger singers. But, you know, during the week, we had a singer. You know, it's like, gun, 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 gun. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Shell Nitro, you know. But I'd back up singers like Etta James and B.B. King. And I was the only white person in the club. It gave me a fantastic opportunity to play that kind of music because I loved R&B music and I loved jazz. That was kind of my thing.
The thing, like I said, I think most human beings listening might know you from Santana Woodstock performance, and they get to Soul Sacrifice, which features the big drum solo.
Woodstock was Woodstock, and there's nothing that matches that. We started hearing a couple of days before the festival news reports that the traffic going up to this place was getting backed up, and was so backed up that the roads couldn't handle it, and people started leaving their cars on the highway. So all the artists went to a Holiday Inn in the area. And from there, we'd get on a helicopter and fly into the site. There were some of the guys in Santana and Janis Joplin and Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia on the helicopter that I was in. And so everybody was, once you flew over that audience and see the size of it, it was like nothing we ever saw before. All these people, though, from the Bay Area, like the Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, we already knew from playing around in the Fillmore and the Bay Area.
So you're saying, if I have it right, or maybe I have it wrong, you're saying that for the average person listening, just because you flew with Janis Joplin in a helicopter, she was sort of a familiar face to you. It wasn't like a superstar encounter kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Final note, I got to ask it. Diamond Head is such a very, very special place. When you think back to Hawaii,
yeah,
what touches you the most, or is a fun story, a cool one, something you love,
yeah,
to remember?
Yeah, we were gearing up to play at Diamond Head. It was at the Diamond Head Festival at Diamond Head, and we rented a beautiful home where the band was living in for a while. And we set up the gear as we usually do, like in the living room, as we did like a week before Woodstock in Woodstock. But it was a really wonderful period. I remember it. People like Jose Feliciano were coming over and jamming, and it's really a highlight of my life, that week or two that we spent in Hawaii there in that home and the festival. I wish I could spend more time in Hawaii. I really do, but that was a really good memory.
Oh, that's cool, brother. And I'm rooting for you on the record. It's Novo Combo and the 45 West 55th, and we took a listen to a track on the front end of this, Don't Throw Your Love Away. 45 West 55th. Is that where you live or something?
Yeah, that's where we put the band together.
Okay.
That was my apartment in New York City between 5th and 6th Avenue. So that's why they named it that.
Man, when I see that, it just makes me think of getting a real tasty knish or something like that. Did you have fun today with us? I hope this was okay.
Had a great time. A real pleasure.
All right, Michael, you're a hero. When I was a little kid, my mom was a hippie. She was playing that first record nonstop. She had the Woodstock records with the little naked babies on them. She had the movie playing all the time. So I give you a big hug and a high five, and you stay safe, my brother.
You too, man. You take good care.
Aloha, bro.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, Santana. Thank you.